the 1, 2, 3.
Sore losers!
Let's go!
What up, everybody? I am Lunchbox. I know the most about sports, so I'll give you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
What's up, everybody? I'm Eddie, and I know the least about sports, but I'm your average sports fan, your sports watcher. Don't know the who's who's, and I sure as hell don't know the what's what's.
What's up, y'all? It's Sizzin. I'm from the north. I'm an alpha male. I live on the west side of Nashville in a penthouse suite currently with Baser. We're looking to renew or move to a different location in Nashville very soon. And on the weekends, we both shotgun and or beer bong hard seltzers. Guys, without any further ado, over to you.
Eddie, what is one thing you always say?
Go Cowboys.
No,
what go is... Go Spurs, go.
Okay.
I never saw that comment.
I don't know the who's or the what's what's.
You say something about professional sports.
They're in it for the money.
Besides that, they
say it with a lisp? Dry your mouth.
How do I put it? They're fixed.
Oh, I used to think that. I think slowly I've changed my mind on it, but at the very beginning when I started to gamble a lot, I'm like, look, these lines are way too close. For sure some of these games have to be fixed.
Eddie, continue to say it's fixed for the angle of the bet.
No, I didn't know he had changed because...
I mean, the more I gamble, the more I see lines that are just like way off, like the Kansas line, way off the last basketball game. You know, stuff like that.
I mean, really?
Hey, that's the best example I can think of. Gonzaga lines. Like, really, stuff like that.
Thanks for the heads up on those bets. Really appreciate it. You saw a line that was off. You didn't hit up your boy to tell him to bet.
No, he knows it's off when it's over because someone wins
by a
lot.
What I'm saying is if they were fixed, they would be a lot closer than -1, 1.5, or whatever in the game. Kansas loses by 30.
34, I think.
34. My point.
Wow, Coach. Please tell me you stopped watching that after 2 minutes.
I stopped watching it 2 minutes after the game ended, yes.
Why do you say this, Coach? What's happening? Is there some kind of fixing going on?
An NHL ref was fired this week because he gives a penalty to Nashville in their game, and his mic records him.
Oh, no.
And this is what he says.
Oh, no.
Here you go. I'm hitting the clip. It's 8 seconds. There is an F word. I'm going to try and bleep it, but I'm not always perfect at the mouse.
It wasn't much, but I wanted to get a fucking penalty against Nashville early in the...
It was quick. Did you hear it?
What did he say?
He said, there wasn't much there, but I wanted to get a penalty on Nashville early.
But does that have anything to do with him making money off that, or did he just hate Nashville? Like what?
Does it matter?
Yeah.
No, it doesn't matter.
It does matter. It doesn't matter because you got to think that it's more believable that refs just do things because they hate people or hate teams or whatever versus they make money off games. Very, very big difference in my opinion.
So you're okay with him hating a team?
No.
And just handing out penalties?
Not okay with it, but more believable than them doing it for money.
I do agree. I agree, yes. That it's more... Okay, maybe Nashville was rude to him
right. The
last time he reffed their game. And
correct.
So he's like, you know what? I'm going to get a penalty on them early to show them, hey, quit talking to me like that, or you disrespect me, this is what's going to happen.
I think we see examples of the refs just being a-holes to people whenever you see technicals being called in basketball. Like, how many coaches yell at refs? All of them?
400.
Every single player
gets in complains about every call. And then one time,
and
like,
then one time,
tech, gone. You're out of here.
I've had enough of your crap. Technical. What about the other dude that yelled in your ear like 5 seconds ago? You're not gonna give him a technical? Like, it's just stupid. That to me is obvious that this kind of stuff goes on all the time.
It was a makeup call, boys.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Maybe the day, but they do these new sets where they play the team twice in a row. Maybe it felt like Nashville got screwed, nuts and bolts, we got screwed.
That's a thing, too.
Now, I do agree with the makeup calls, and I don't mind the makeup calls
either.
As much. Sort of like when...
Makeup sex.
Well, no, because let me just understand. Makeup call is like when someone, like, dang, I should have called a pass interference on that, but I didn't, so I'm going to call it on the next one that's kind of close.
Yes.
Yes.
Or, let's say they call a foul on someone in basketball, and then they look at the big board above when they do the replay,
maybe that wasn't a foul.
So, they'll call one on the other end to kind of make up for it.
Or they won't call it. They used to be able to do the out of bounds where it was a close one, you just give it to the other team, but now it's reviewed.
Yes, that is one that is very, I like that a lot more. Like when there's a foul and the ball goes out of bounds, instead of calling the foul, they just give the ball to the team that had the ball because they're like, he was fouled, but I don't want to give that guy a foul. But now everything's reviewable, so it's like, well, we got to call it the right way, or we got to call the foul. But I don't mind the makeup calls as much. But this is just him being mad at the Nashville Predators. And he got fired. He's done.
Because he shouldn't do that. But is it more of like he got fired because that's a no-no? Dude, you got caught and you're making us all look bad.
Cancel culture.
Because everyone does it. He can't be the only one that does stuff like this.
He can't be the only one that does it. But when that audio gets out,
It makes everyone look bad
and like, oh, got to do something. The NHL has to take care of that ASAP because that's a problem.
Is that cancel culture, Coach? Is that what that is?
No, I don't think that is.
I just went with buzzword, boys.
All right, because I was like, my wife,
she'll always be like, hey, honey, do you really, really love me? And tell me your deepest, darkest secret. And I go, sweetie.
You tell her the one?
Could be a hot mic. I'm not doing that right here and right now.
Do you usually tell her the big one?
Coach, I tell her the biggest secret.
I cheated on you.
I killed a man.
I'm getting a divorce.
I killed a man.
Okay, Coach.
Hit and run.
Coach, that's not funny. Coach,
but now.
Stop. That's not funny.
I thought it was a deer. It wasn't.
Stop.
Have you ever
not a day goes by. I don't regret it.
No, let's be real. I'm on those roads at 2 a.m., and there's a lot of homeless people that are on those roads at the same time.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm dodging them left and right. I mean,
Have you ever driven on Nolensville over here?
No.
I mean, they're
good local reference, Coach.
The chances of you hitting someone on that street are one pretty
three.
Good. I'd say one in five.
You ever drove the bluff at 2 a.m.? I mean, it's blind turn after blind turn. It's an absolute. I've almost hit shopping carts. I've run over pillows, blankets. Sometimes they'll throw their shoes in the road, and I'm like, "Oh my gosh, is that a person? Oh God, it was just a shoe." Thank you,
Ray. You speak of homeless people. Lunchbox and I played golf the other day, and we play at really, really nice courses all over Nashville.
Yeah,
we all like to nice play bees. The best of the best.
Yeah,
and what hole is that, Coach? Eight. Nine? No,
eight. Number eight,
Coach. It's a beautiful hole. I mean, it just goes. Straight.
A beautiful woman.
It's a very long par four.
Yeah, right down the railroad tracks on the right-hand side.
The tee box is surrounded
railroad tracks. That's always a sign of a nice course.
The tee box is surrounded by beautiful greenery, forestry, if you will. And then
there's a river running through the back of it, by the back of the tee box.
Coach, beautiful that's river. Amen corner.
Coach, it's absolutely gorgeous. And right behind the tip, the black tees.
Yeah, if you're at the tips,
There's a tent, Coach. There's a tent set up and a little fireplace. Coach.
If you're going to be homeless, why not be homeless on a five-star golf course?
And not only that, but it's literally still on the tee box. Like if they were going to move the tips all the way to the back of the tee box, they would have to move the tent. They'd have to knock on his tent and be like, hey, excuse me, man. We're going to put
I know you're sleeping.
I know you're sleeping, but we're going to set the tees up here today, so you're going to have to move for the day. Like,
so I don't know if this story is going to be sad or happy or just a story of life, but it is really, really bad. I mean, there's homeless enclaves left and right in the bluff. Well, they did have tents. It was almost a tent city look, okay? Well,
they're camping, Coach.
But sure. Anyway, right next to the interstate.
City campers. Yeah, you never heard of city camping? It's a new sport. Instead of going out to the woods, you go camp in the city and see if you can sleep with all the traffic noise.
Guys, some people find peace in traffic noise.
Listen, here's the story. I'm not saying it's good, bad, or indifferent. Just listen to it. So they live right next to the interstate. That's where all their tents are and everything. Well, guess what? Construction crew comes through. They're going to widen the road and do some work.
No.
Wow. So you could tell the weeks before the construction started, they informed the homeless people because they started moving out, and you could see their shopping carts were pushed halfway up a hill. They had clothes and stuff.
They hire black tie moving?
Coach, they're homeless.
College hunks?
Not. So instead of being ambitious, which I wanted them to be, I was like, guys, get your crap out. It's obvious they're going to start doing construction. So you saw all their stuff one day about halfway up the hill. The next day, it was cleared out, and it was a dirt pile, and they just took an excavator and said, okay, if you guys aren't ambitious enough to move your stuff, we're taking it.
Usually when it's man versus...
How much does that suck to be a construction crew? You're like, I mean, I guess I got to dig this hole.
It has to be awful. And bring little E in there, the little excavator.
Man versus bulldozer, Coach. The bulldozers are always going to win. You got to move.
Hey, man versus bull, who wins? Hey, man versus Ditka. Ditka always wins.
Ditka, 512 to 9. What is that going to say about a homeless person I saw?
Like I said, that wasn't going to be a great story. It was just a story that needed to be told.
There's one right here on the way to pick up the kid from daycare.
He's not homeless, Coach.
What?
You talking about King?
No.
Okay.
King gets gas at the gas station.
King's got money.
No, I'm not talking about King.
Trust me, I busted him one day. So when he's there.
I don't think you busted him. He's not trying to... tell you he's homeless. He's actually working.
I hear you, but side of the...
But he has to be able to get a better job than selling the newspaper.
I think he makes good money selling the newspaper.
He drives a great SUV, nicer than mine.
Mercedes.
No, but it's a Hyundai. Local plug there. Shameless.
There's one you exit, and I'm sitting at the stoplight. This dude's got a cat sitting on his shoulder.
Oh, nice.
I mean, literally,
turn tips, coach.
He has a cat that hangs out with him, and I never knew a cat would just sit there like
hey,
that.
Let me pet that pussy. I'll give you a nickel for a pet. Get over here, kitty.
And then I pick the kid up, and I'm driving back, and there he is walking down the sidewalk with his cat in the carrier.
Nice.
And I just thought that was crazy. I've only seen the homeless with dogs. I've never seen them have a pet cat.
So I thought when I saw the tent, you know, behind the tee box, I was like, it's got to be a crazy life. Because obviously he stayed up all night and whatever. He's passed out. He was still in that tent, right, when we teed
yeah,
up?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he was asleep in the tent, coach, probably 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So he had a crazy night. It took me back to Corona Cove. When I went to Corona Cove... July.
There's going to be a Netflix movie about this one of these days.
Yeah, there is.
And I'm telling you guys.
Me and Lunch are directing it.
I'm telling you guys, I didn't make any contact with people while I was at Corona Cove.
No, like,
obviously it is.
I got.
Coach, the data suggests otherwise.
Yeah, that positive test says, you made contact.
I mean, gas station hey guys, probably, coach,
Eddie,
a grocery
the first,
store.
The first guy to get Corona from a raft up the anus. I coach. Mean, coach, it was a person you touched.
Coach, people get diseases from monkeys all the time.
You know what's
coach.
Funny is, Eddie is the first person in history to get the Corona from no contact.
So me and my wife were in kayaks and we're in the bay. So we go in the bay, whatever, and there's an abandoned yacht, like just in the middle of the bay. And I'm like,
dude, what?
Huh,
did you roll up to it?
It's beautiful. Like it's rusted. It's stuck in the sand. You know, it's
literally abandoned.
It's abandoned. No one's there. It's like sideways, and it's picturesque.
Oh, but did it get stuck or the people out of it?
It got stuck, coach. Like years ago,
like the Suez Canal right now.
It got like that.
Did you see that?
Yes, I did.
Coach, don't branch off. Continue it.
This yacht got stuck years ago, and they couldn't move it, so it's just an abandoned ship in the middle of the bay.
But how is it still beautiful?
It's just picturesque, coach.
It's
rusty.
Like Pirates of the Caribbean.
It's like that.
Now you're talking.
So I'm like, hey, honey, like that'd be a cool picture. Like I get on the boat, you know, and like it looks like we're in the middle of nowhere, and it'd be a cool picture. So here, I give her my camera. I go up to the boat. And literally about to get on the boat, and some dude like gets out of the little hole in the middle and like starts stretching. He's got no shirt on. I'm like, oh, I jump back in the kayak and start going, paddling away.
What?
Paddling away.
What?
When we were talking about Corona Cove, we never got this story.
Coach, I was like, holy crap, somebody lives in that abandoned little boat. And I mean, and I started to think like, again, crazy life. He lives on the abandoned boat. Don't even know how he gets off it. There wasn't any kind of like, I was in a kayak. I don't know if he has a little boat in it or what, but he
do you think this was the original owner, lost his money, and so he's stuck on the boat?
No, I think this is a guy that goes out at night, goes to the bars, and just like goes to restaurants and chills. He's like, oh, I'm going to go back to my boat and go to sleep. It just seemed weird. Like,
I
homeless
can't believe
people.
You didn't interview the guy? You didn't say, yo, man.
Coach, I got the hell out of there.
He wasn't thinking about bits for the show, coach.
No, I don't care about. I'm talking about for my own personal satisfaction. Like, yo, can I come aboard?
Coach, I don't do it if it's not a bit.
I got out of there as quick as I could, coach. I think he heard me and my wife
no,
saying.
No, he heard your wife, and he was like, oh, okay. Yeah. You got a nooner already.
Yeah, he's like, hey, I like that blondie.
Coach,
come here,
I haven't
girl.
Heard a female voice in
coach,
years.
He didn't see you. He saw Bikini Babe in the kayak behind
he
you.
He was like, all I've talked to you for the last 10 years is Wilson. Get over here, honey.
Ahoy, matey. Is that a mermaid?
Dang, but that dude lives on the water straight homeless.
That's what I'm saying. Homeboy over here lives in a tent behind the tee box of number 8. And in Corona Cove, there's a dude in an abandoned boat. Do never, never go into an abandoned boat, coach. There could be a homeless dude living in there. That's the moral of the story.
But that dude isn't seeing a lot of foot traffic, so it's tough for him to make money. The guys that I drive by, there's a stoplight. So every 5 minutes, they have 10 cars, different, full of people, either generous or not. Typically, they're generous. These guys are making decent cash, but boat boy, I'm curious how he makes a living.
I have no idea, coach. I mean, boat boy just lives there. I think he probably has a job and stuff, and he may be a bartender at night or whatever, but he just lives on the boat. I don't know how he gets it.
How far is the boat from shore?
You said sand.
No, it's in the middle of the water, coach. I mean, it probably...
Were you sure that it was abandoned?
I would say about 300 yards from the shore.
So he could swim it, but then he'd end up dry clothes.
Then every night of his life, he sleeps wet?
He's like, crap, I got to go swimming again to get back in bed.
What if you bring a chick home? She's got to swim the canal?
Did you all know that when I worked for the news, this is my first job ever when I was 18 years old and working for the news in McAllen, Texas.
Hey, it must be nice not to have a job till you're 18. Jeez. Thanks a lot, Dad.
First real job. Flex. No, my dad made me work for his company before that.
Coach, let me get the news sounder for you.
The news had an idea to put do an experiment. Like they're like, why don't we find someone to dress like a homeless dude? We'll follow them with cameras, put a mic on him, and see how much he can collect. I was like, I'm in. I'll be the homeless.
Yeah, because you already looked homeless as it was.
Basically, so I grew a beard and grew my hair, and I like woke up that morning and I got like mechanic clothes. You know, like a shirt with a name on it or whatever that I got from like a used store
place. Dude, and let me tell you, so this is your first job. So you're thinking, man, this is badass. Like, yeah. I'm such a cool reporter.
And I'm going to be on the news, like.
Yeah.
As the experiment. And so I wake up that morning, I play with my dog and like rub my back on dog poop and everything just to kind of, coach, I'm going to play a character. I'm going to play a real character.
I don't know about rubbing the poop. That's a little too far.
No, coach, I want to go up to a
over
car.
The line.
I want to go up to a car and I want to smell like dog shh.
Wasn't ready.
That was just my point.
Dude, and I mean, Eddie's on that corner and a car pulls up and it's freaking, you know, Mr. Galbraith.
Coach.
Eddie, is that you? It's like,
Eddie, you fell on hard times.
Eddie, it's Mr. Galbraith, your seventh grade math teacher, man. No.
Give me your car. I like freak out.
He's like, Eddie, you know, you were so good at math, I thought you could have gone to college.
You're thinking I'm somebody else.
Oh,
brother.
Mr. Galbraith. And he's like, Mr. Galbraith, no, sir, I don't know who you are.
He's like, you literally just got a B in my class. What happened?
You want to know how much I made, boys?
$9 an hour.
$11 an hour.
That's pretty good.
$11 an hour in 1998.
You know what's crazy about that?
Influx.
It's tax-free.
Inflation.
Well, yeah, coach. It's straight cash, homie.
No, coach. I see my guys at Jackson Hewitt, coach, after they do their job.
Yeah, they take all their
tax.
Quarters and pennies,
that's
coach.
That's the guy. The cat guy, he uses TurboTax.
Although I did forget at one point that I was – because, again, I was like 18 years old.
Oh, at one point you forgot you were really not homeless. You got a cardboard box.
There was a hottie. And I was like, what's up? Coach, so I'm going down the line of cars, right? And I forget that I'm like smell like dog sh- and like hair messed up and everything, mud all over my face. And I go up to this girl, I'm like, how's it going, coach? She couldn't have rolled her window fast enough and like locked all the doors.
Yeah, and it's not like back then it was crank windows.
Crank windows. You could hear the all the doors lock and everything. I'm like, great, this sucks.
And this isn't being insensitive. We just found out how much they make, which that was very interesting to learn. And also that I mean, when construction comes to town, it sucks, but it's like they got to then move, relocate somewhere else. But that's the downside of not, you know, being a vagabond.
I think there's more than – that's not the only downside. There's a lot of downsides.
Coach, talk about losing all their loved ones, coach.
The rain, the weather.
Being addicted to drugs.
The thing that really gets to me when
mental
it is
problems,
raining out.
Mental issues.
Whenever, you know, you see – when I mean, the reason this is top of mind, I see them twice a day. So, I mean –
Do you know them by name, coach? Do you stop
I've
and talk
given
to them?
I've them clothes. If I have a shirt that doesn't fit perfectly, I'm like, hey, guys, brand new, just didn't fit great, here you go. And they're like, thanks, brother, I appreciate it.
That's how that dude got Sore Losers Nation
if
t-shirt.
If I see this dude with a Sore Losers Nation
record. I thought he went to shopsorelosers.com, but no, he got it from Ray because it didn't fit damn perfectly.
Coach, if I go by the bluff and I'm giving money to a dude with a coach shirt, I'm going to be pissed.
But no, when it rains, that's when you're like, damn, man, I wouldn't mind scooping one of these guys up, bringing him back to the crib, giving him a sandwich. But no, I mean, he could rot.
Please, no, please do that. Please do that, and I want to see your wife,
coach,
when you do that.
Not that he could rob me.
No. I want to see video of your wife's reaction when you bring it
up. No.
Oh, hey, how's it going, sister?
Hey, sister, you got a lie.
My mom. You want to know what my mom did?
Mom one-upped me.
Oh, I love your mom. What?
She's leaving the gas station, right? And she pulls up to the stoplight, and there's a homeless woman standing there. And my mom's like, I think I recognize that lady. She rolls down the window, and the lady used to work at the gas station that my mom always goes to. And so my mom starts talking to her. Yeah, you know, some things happen. Now I'm living over here with my boyfriend or husband, I don't know, and they have a tent. So my mom goes home and gets my dad. They go back and pick the people up, take them to their house, and cook them dinner and let them shower in their shower.
It's beautiful.
And then dropped them back off.
And did they rob them or anything? It was just
didn't rob them.
That's a great story.
It's an incredible story.
That's why I love your mom.
But your mom previously knew him.
But no, just she worked at the store.
She worked at the gas station. She said hi to her when she bought her cigarettes. Marlboro Lights.
Hey, you want to know how nice that was? Because I've had that experience before, the shower situation. Me and my brother were doing this lumber job. Quick story.
And you guys were in the shower together?
No, but the place we were staying at was basically a flop house, and there was no running water.
Basically.
The guy failed to mention that you weren't going to have anything to wash your face with or body. So anyways, I go, hey, bro, we're both 18. First, you know, logging job outside of the mill. And I go, hey. And I go, hey, we're not at the mill. We got to find some shower stuff. And so we go door to door. We went to 5 houses. What do you think are... success rate was of people that said that we could take a shower.
Well, if you went to 5, I would say 0. Because the last house you went to is the one that said yes.
No, 0 out of 5.
Well, what if, I mean, there could have been one that said yes, but I'm about to leave. What is the ratio of people that said yes, come into my home, take a shower?
Out of 5?
Yeah.
0.
1.
Guys, the answer is 0.
Of course.
Not one person, 2 18-year-old kids, we both had nice hair. We did have maybe wood chips all over us that not one of them allowed us to go into it. We go, hey, we've been working on the job all day. Our water's not working. Can we please take a quick shower and then we'll be on our way?
It sounds like a scam.
Yeah,
that's the problem.
Right. It sounds like those kids right now when I go to the grocery store and they're walking around, they're trying to sell stuff just in the walking up to your car in the parking lot. Excuse me,
speakers.
Sir. No, not speakers. Hey, man, we're trying to raise money for our basketball team. We're trying to get new uniforms. I'm like, no, like it's just a laminated piece of white paper. Like there's no, it's all generic. There's no league name.
But why don't you just help them for whatever they want?
Coach,
they want
beer.
Why don't
you call the Better Business Bureau?
No, it's not about beer.
So you just want them to be honest with you.
Hey, tell me your real heartfelt feeling.
You like the guy that's honest with a cardboard sign that says, I'm not lying. I don't want weed.
Why lie? I need weed.
Yeah.
Things like that.
You like that.
Or there's the best one ever I ever saw was, it was in Austin. It was on Riverside Drive and I-35. And the guy had it. He said, hey, my liver is a terrorist. Help me kill it. I need beer.
Decent.
I mean,
that's hilarious.
I got one on my Instagram.
I went to the store, got a six pack, and drove back and gave
good.
It to
good. So what about the kids at the store though?
But the kids, what that is to me, if I'm correct, I might be wrong on this. It's a scam.
You probably are.
So they don't get any of the money. They have to give it to someone.
A pimp.
Best one I saw basically. Was 8th and Wedgwood. This guy had a sign. It said, too ugly to strip, too honest to steal. Just wanted some money.
I think I've seen that guy, Coach.
Not bad.
So you're saying he uses the sign year after year.
That's like the one I saw when Eddie and I were going to play golf like 3 weeks ago. Right when I'm turning into the subdivision where the golf course is, there's a lady standing there. And she's got a sign and everything. And I'm like, oh, okay. I get done with a round of golf, 2.5 miles away over by the airport. There she is standing up. Like, so someone drove her over there.
She drove herself.
Or right. Vehicle.
I mean, do you ever fall for the...
Did Lunch finish his story about a parking lot?
Yeah.
That it's a scam, they're trying to...
No, it's his theory.
It's my theory.
It's his theory that there's a pimp behind it.
No, I honestly believe the kids, but I just don't have cash on
it. No. There's no way. It's the same kids year after year raising money
for... But do they look like kids?
Yeah, I mean, they're younger.
Yes, they're younger.
They're like 14.
So you think maybe it's their dad putting them up
that's
to
what
it?
No, he thinks.
I think it's like one of those scams where there's a boss that gets all the money and they get like a dollar. They don't really get, there's no basketball team, there's nothing for uniforms, but they sell that candy. The person up top gets $100 and they get $2 of that candy.
You know how to see if that's fake or not? You bring a basketball with you and throw it to them and say, one-on-one.
Let's go.
Lose, I get buy candy. You lose,
oh,
I
we
call
play
cops.
Around a horse. That's I a good idea. Cops.
So do you guys even mess with those kinds of things to find out if they're real, or do you just say no?
I just say no.
Right, because it's a lot of effort. Like, you know the moms that come up with a baby and everything in the parking lot that come in and say, like, oh, our car broke down.
Oh, that's always fake, too.
Like, and sometimes I want to go, all right, well, let's go to your car, and I'll help you push it. And
oh,
there's
I got one.
Are
I
you
got
saying
one.
You do it? Or
no,
you...
I've never done it, but, I mean, I feel like if I do that, then they'll just be like, no, we're good.
The that's worst okay. one ever I did? Right over here at Chipotle? You know, right here by the station?
Coach, we're at a college campus.
Does that matter?
There's 5
yes.
Chipotles.
Okay. It does. It really does.
You're talking about one in the library, the one that's right next to
the
subway?
The one right here goes the Chipotle.
Coach, the one on West End, the one in Belmont.
Okay,
21st.
And maybe it doesn't make a damn bit of difference.
It doesn't.
Okay. Chipotle, which one was it, Eddie?
The one by the subway?
Yeah.
So I'm going into Subway or going into Chipotle, and this guy's like, "Hey man, can you help me jump my car?"
Uh-huh.
I'm like, "Yeah, yeah, I'll be right back out. Let me grab my lunch. I'll jump you, no problem." I come out, dude's nowhere to be found. I'm like, "Okay," so I go to get in my car, and he comes running out of Subway. He's like, "No, no, man." Oh, I was like, "Oh, I thought you left." "Well, yeah, let's jump your car." And he goes, "All right, it's right down the road."
Oh, so you got to drive to get there.
I'm like, "What?
Did you want to get in your car and go?"
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh.
I'm like,
so you let him in, right?
I'm like, "Huh." He's like, "Yeah, yeah, yeah, man. My daughter's right here at Vanderbilt Hospital, and my car won't start, you know, and I just need to get back over there and jump it." I'm like, "Okay." So he gets in my car. We start driving.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey. Dude, you were just saying to me that I'm crazy for bringing a guy so he's not in the rain.
He took my pants off.
Said he needed them.
And he starts telling me, you know, "Hey, yeah, yeah, just keep going."
What the?
I'm like,
"Coach, and you're following these directions."
Yeah. Oh, okay, cool. Right on 17th. All right. Cool.
And just so you know,
we're headed to Memphis at this point.
I was driving a loner car. So we had the ignition start thing. Uh-huh. So I'm thinking, and the fob's in my pocket.
Yes, did you jump out?
Yes. So I'm thinking, okay, the next stoplight.
You're jumping out.
I'm jumping out. I'm running. Like, wait, I'm just going.
Oh, wait. So you lose the vehicle?
But it won't be able to go anywhere.
Hey, the guy's like, "Where are you going, man? We're almost in my car."
And because I have the key fob, so he won't be able to go anywhere.
Okay, okay. And then?
So I'm going the way he goes, and I'm like, "So where is it?" And he's like, "Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Just keep going a little bit farther. Keep going a little bit farther." What do you mean farther?
Well, it's your definition of a little bit farther.
Are you talking like that?
Yeah, I'm like, "Hey, man, you said it was just a block away."
"Hey, man, just a little bit further."
And he's like,
"Dang, you guys are fighting at this point."
And he's like, "Oh, yeah, like, take a left here."
"What the?"
And I'm like,
"Yeah, left is totally curious.
Coach,
there,
I don't
coach.
Know about any of this."
And I'm like,
"Oh, what do you mean a left, right, left, right, left? I've never heard of directions like that before. I'm getting a divorce. Get out of my car."
"I cheated.
Take the vehicle."
So now, I mean, we're a couple miles from Chipotle. Like, we've been going. And he's just saying things like, "Oh, yeah, go left here."
So far,
hey, this guy's not even looking at the road. He's like,
"No,
yeah,
he's
yeah,
not.
Go right." "Hey, are you sure?
No,
how did you see the
because
road?"
"Because then, no, right here, exactly right. Because then he gets a phone call."
"Oh, a phone call."
"Okay." And he's like, "Oh, I'm almost there." And I'm like,
Uh-oh.
A fake phone call.
No. That was his
Did you feel the phone ring at
yes.
all?
"Hey, that was his boy saying, 'Did you lure that skinny guy in the Chipotle parking lot?'" "Yeah, I got it."
Dude, right. I am thinking he is luring me to a spot and they're about to get me.
At this point, how many lefts have you taken and how many rights have you taken?
I've taken 3 lefts, 1 right.
Well, if you took one more left, you'd have run into your original street.
Okay?
He's making a circle. Oh, that's the Chipotle.
Pretty sure we just made a loop. Oh, Chipotle, another one.
He gets off the phone. I immediately pulled over and said, "Hey, man, I can't go any farther.
That a boy.
Gotta go."
And what did he say? "What do you mean?"
He's like, no, man, it's just right up here." I was like, "Hey, man, I gotta go. Gotta go." And he gets out and he goes, "Well, give me a couple bucks then." And I was like, "Nope. You know what? You're right. Here's $5. Get the hell
you
out of here."
You gave him $5?
Dang,
because
big
spender. No.
Go to $5 probably for the bus ride to get him back to where he started.
I opened the console and there was a 5 and 2 ones. He goes, "Give me that 5.
Oh, he told you to give you the 5.
And I was like, "You know what? You're right. You deserve the 5. Get the hell out of here." Like, I mean, it was probably one of the dumbest things.
Why have you never told that story on The Big Show?
It was terrifying.
Coach, come on.
That is a great story that you're that crazy. I mean, because of now all the new stuff and news and stuff, you realize you probably shouldn't pick somebody up. But 20 years ago, it was normal to pick somebody up. And Lunch just told a story from a year ago of when he picked somebody up.
So get this. This is college, right? 2002, probably.
What are we, in the 80s?
No, 2002.
87, Sam Houston State University.
Hey, people wearing high socks, short shorts, continue, Coach.
And I've got to be honest.
Larry Bird was the biggest thing in the NBA.
Hey, was Jordan still at North Carolina?
My dad was very, very worried about things a lot. Like, didn't trust a lot of people. Like, this guy's trying to scam you. Like, don't fall for that. And that's kind of how I was raised, you know? So this is my first time being outside of the house, and I got my brother's truck. That's what I took to college because I didn't have my own car at that point. So my brother gave me his truck so I can have for about a year. So I'm driving this Ford F-150, right? My girl's with me. I go to the gas station.
Your now wife?
My now wife.
Oh, I thought it was going to be before your wife.
No. Dude, I thought we were getting a glimpse into a past one.
That was before I was married, but still my wife. Hey, so I go to the gas station, Diamond Shamrock, and I go pull up, and I put some gas in the car or whatever.
Naturally, coach.
I'm walking inside the store, and there's a guy in the front like, hey, buddy, hey, buddy. And he just seems weird, like overly friendly. Hey, man, real quick. I don't want to take too much of your time, but real quick, I'm a truck driver, and my truck broke down about half a mile down that way. Really, man, I just need a few bucks or whatever. Or, you know, you can help me out and get some gas, and we'll siphon it from your truck or whatever and put it in my the rig or whatever. And I'm like,
And he's out there with a hose?
Hey, I'm like, you're kind of, this dude's kind of stressing me out. So I'm like, I don't know, dude.
He's like, man, he's like, he might have siphoned too much gas. He's a little bit high.
Hey, so I felt like Hugh kept moving when he was talking to me. Like moving in the direction where I was no longer looking at my truck.
Mr. Steal Your Girl?
So I'm thinking in my
oh,
mind.
Oh no, it was Pitbull.
I'm like, is this dude like trying to do something to my car while he's
talking? Hey, he's not worried about the woman in the car. He's worried about his car.
He kept looking over my shoulder.
Coach, he was looking at the blonde.
It was almost, look in my eyes, guys. It was almost like, yeah, man, my truck is over there stuck and I need gas. So I'm thinking like, this dude's trying to distract me from something going on in my car, right? So I go in the store, I get whatever I need. I come back out, the guy's gone. And I'm like, okay, that's weird. So I go, take the gas pump out, put the key in the ignition. My truck won't start.
Uh-oh.
I start looking for the dude. In my mind, it clicked. This guy did something to my car, and now he's gone. So I get out of the car. I look around the corner of the truck.
The story's already complicated.
Coach, I look around the store. There's the dude on the other side by the ice box.
Oh, boy. Oh.
I go up to him like, I push him. Dude, I don't know what got.
What in the actual?
Hey, I don't know what got into me, boys. I've never pushed anyone in my life. I pushed this dude, and I said,
did your wife see this?
Yeah, she's watching. All she's right. In the passenger seat. I'm like, wow. What did you do to my car? And he goes, hey, man, I don't know what you're talking about. I saw you, dude. While I was talking to you, you were doing something to my car. What the did you do to my car? And the guy's like, whoa, man, whoa, chill, man. Like, stop pushing me, man.
He's a lot older than you.
Coach, this guy's probably in his 50s.
Okay.
Whoa, man, I promise I didn't do anything to my car. I'm like, you better not have. And I walked in my car, tried it again. Car started up.
So
full tank gas. And I drove up. I'm like, oh crap. Okay.
Hey. Oh, you know where I thought this was going? I thought you were going to say he did this. I thought he fired a warning shot. Hey. I thought he fired a warning shot.
So then like.
Coach, you pushed the guy. He didn't even do anything to your car.
Coach, weeks later, I was talking to my brother. And I'm like. He's like, dude, how's the truck doing? I'm like, truck's great, man. He's like, hey, sometimes you got to wiggle that ignition, man, because the starter, it's got a bad starter.
Coach, and you pushed a guy that's about to beat your ass.
Because the starter, sometimes it just doesn't work, man. I'm like, dude, it's crazy you tell me this. I almost got killed.
Coach, I'm picturing some back country town in Texas, and you pushing a guy up against a Texaco gas tank.
You ask my wife that story, she'll be like, she would tell you exactly how it went down. Oh my gosh.
Okay. Dude, that is epic.
How long were you dating when this happened?
Probably a year. Maybe a little less than
a year. Was she ready to break up with you?
No, she was just like, that was really weird, but funny at the same time. I'm like, I cannot believe I pushed that dude. He could have killed me. He was twice my size.
Hey, Coach, the trucks never run better.
My brother's like, hey, man, careful of the truck, dude. It's got a bad starter on that thing.
And the guy's still back there looking for somebody to help him.
Hey, the poor guy really needed gas.
He's like, no, man, I'm just out of gas, man. No, like, what man. The hell?
Help me out, dude.
The guy was actually, you couldn't find him at first because he's inside getting you beer. He had a 12-pack of beer for you. He's like, I was going to buy him underage beer.
Coach, that was crazy.
And he goes walking out with the beer, and he goes up and just shoves his ass.
Hey, what'd you do to my...
oh, what?
Car, man. I told him just like that, too.
Coach, what'd you think he cut the wire?
Oh, my God.
Coach,
oh.
I thought he had a buddy over there. My mind was thinking he had a buddy over there taking gas out of my car. Instead of pumping mine, you know, he had moved it to his car or something.
Man, Coach.
I don't know what I was thinking. I just thought he had done something to my car while I was looking the other direction.
That definitely is an out-of-body experience, though, with the push.
I've never done that, Coach, in my life.
A stranger?
It was survivor mode. My wife was like, oh, my God, this dude is pushing a stranger.
Hold on. That's the opposite of survivor mode.
What is it?
It's I'm trying to get killed mode. Like, survivor mode, you'd be running the other direction, man.
This is a trucker, dude.
Like, can you see Eddie's scrawny ass pushing? driving this coach, big old trucker?
And I was skinnier than I am today, Coach.
At the Diamond Shamrock, I'd love to get security footage. Of that.
There was a freaking sagebrush blowing around.
Oh my God! Dude, hey, Eddie would have been a viral video nowadays because people would have busted out their phones.
For sure. For sure.
Coach.
Oh, my God.
Dude.
Oh, God.
So what's going on in sports?
Oh, man.
Match play.
Hey. Oh, yeah. Match play. Go to match play. Hey. Right?
Did you go to match? Are you going?
No. So Billy looked into it. They're only allowing 2,000 fans, so each ticket is... Anybody, I will do the drum roll from the big
each
show.
Each ticket is
$2,000.
It's spot on. It is $1,000, Billy said, to get in. And I go, Billy, that's you kind of money. Aren't you going? And Billy's like, I don't pay for sporting events. If it ain't free, I ain't going.
Does he get free tickets all the time?
Yeah, they have so many partners and this and that. Anything they usually want to go to.
They got an open relationship or what?
With businesses, yeah. I mean...
Oh, you said many partners, so I just...
No, like business. Coach, if you've been in a city for 20 years, imagine the... 30 years! 35! Imagine the connections you have after 35 years.
I played that course before.
It's awesome.
I think...
Which one? Is it the one you
Austin.
Drive? Hey, do you drive over the bridge and
yes.
see it?
Yeah.
The 360 bridge.
That's sick.
I do like this, where the boats pull up and they can watch. Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool.
They do that somewhere else, too. Is that Pebble? No, not Pebble.
I mean, one it's of those any of ones. The ones that are coastal.
By the
coach.
Water, yeah. What they should do is over at the Masters, they should allow kayakers to be in the little ponds or whatever.
There's one guy fishing. Oh, sorry, took the wrong stream.
Can you imagine? I'd take the kayak.
What? No. No crap.
How badass would that be, though?
Who wouldn't take the kayak?
Or TPC, you're in the island green with a little kayak.
Now, that would be awesome if you could, like McCovey Cove, everybody's out there in their the kayaks so cool. trying to get the ball.
Yes. That was only when Bonds was on steroids. They don't do it as heavily anymore.
I understand, but that would be fun to be out there in your kayak
they don't hit,
with
yeah.
the nets.
They don't hit bombs out there anymore?
Without the steroids, it's a little
really?
Tough, Coach.
Coach, that was like you turned on the TV and you're watching a Giants game, you're guaranteed to see a ball go in the bay.
Coach, Bonds would hit one not just, I mean, he cleared everything into the bay. The kayaks had to paddle out to go get Bonds' balls.
I remember
balls.
That. So now, no, it's not that common.
I don't think that many people are out crazy. There. Not every game. They're not out there just going, man, I hope I get a ball today. I hope I get a ball. Yeah. If you happen to be in McCovey Cove, you happen to be in McCovey Cove. Now, Gmail. We are the sore losers at gmail.com. Coaches, I listen to the show down here in Australia. Never miss an episode.
Hey, down under.
Down under.
Shrimp on the bobby.
Oh, Patrick Reed did it. Attaboy. Good job, Patrick. Good win against Christian Bizikutut. Oh, and this is a pre-record. Never mind. That was yesterday. Boys, over to you.
I need your advice.
I'll
last year. Last year,
start the letter over. He's from the down. He's from down.
Coaches,
under.
I listen to the show down here in Australia. Never miss an episode.
Oh, I'm back. I go eat their steak every Friday night. Bloomin' onion.
I need your advice. Last year, I separated from my wife. We have a 2-year-old, so we
I
keep
got a divorce.
God dang it.
So we keep in contact about him, which is fine. But
who?
Now,
I'm sorry, Coach. I cannot concentrate on your email. This dude yelling.
I separated from my wife last year. We still keep in contact because we have a 2-year-old that we talk about. Okay. But we have started
talk
seeing...
about someone watching the 2-year-old.
I hope you care for it.
Is the 2-year-old with one of them?
Yes.
Okay, because they just said we talk about it.
Well, that's how they stay in communication okay. because of the 2-year-old.
Did he get an apartment? I mean, what happened?
I don't know where he lives. Okay.
Does it stay there?
No.
Okay.
But now we have started seeing other people.
Nice.
But the problem is I've started seeing her cousin.
Dude.
And she has started seeing someone who works in the same company as me.
Stop it.
And we had to work fairly closely. I don't have a problem with the guy. I feel a bit sorry for him because he has to deal with my ex-wife. But how do I deal with the awkwardness at work?
What?
Also, does the merch ship to Australia? I got to get
yes.
me some. Cheers, coaches.
All right, coach. What's his name? Did you say his name?
His name is Down Under.
Down Under. Listen here.
We're going to make a sweatshirt in a month. It's going to have divorcee written on it.
Get the button ready, coach.
I've got them all. Which one
what
you need?
What the f*** are you thinking? Like, are there no other girls or dudes in Australia? Like, you break up or divorce?
Divorce.
Divorce with this girl. So you start dating...
Her cousin,
and then she starts dating your coworker.
I mean, do you live in a small town
it's
in Australia?
Be very small for something
branch
like this.
Out
to be
bro.
As incestuous. That's small. guys. Let's be
maybe
real.
The cousin. Maybe it's like a third. It says
no,
cousin.
Coach. No, 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 no.
And maybe the cousin's not close to her.
No, Coach. It doesn't matter, Coach. If I dated your cousin, you would know.
Well, and let's be real. The chick you're dating, they got cousins. They're all about the same age. It makes sense. And he was at family reunions with her. He's
at the wedding. She was probably at the wedding.
They're bumping uglies.
You
it
know,
makes
you hear.
Sense.
You know, you hear these stories of people getting a divorce and then they get remarried again.
Yeah.
Do you feel?
Oh, you're talking about those stories on The Big Show.
Well, and in life.
In life, people get remarried. That's
a good
happens.
Cross-reference, Coach.
I mean, Coach, in life, too, it happens. So do you think that at some point, if this dude keeps dating her cousin, that doesn't work out, then maybe he'll start dating her sister, and then that won't work out. Eventually, they'll just get back together again?
No. Because he seems like, I feel sorry for the guy because he has to put up with my ex-wife. So it still feels like he doesn't really like his ex-wife very much. My question is if he marries the cousin, does the ex-wife come to the wedding?
Of course. It's in the family.
That's when it gets awkward.
And the kid's involved, too. So, I mean, the kid's going to want to be part of the wedding. And then mom's going to have to be there, too, because you're getting married. Who's going to watch the kid? Mom's going to have to go to the wedding.
I mean, you're telling me there ain't one more fish in the ocean? I made the ocean reference because he's in Australia.
I think that's fantastic, Coach. The ocean, there are lots of fish in the ocean. Coach, get Listen, out of there.
But what about the awkwardness with the dude at work who is now dating his ex-wife?
And does the dude, like, rub it in all the time? Like, hey.
Hey, man, look at this girl's boobs.
Last night, me and your ex.
We were.
You know what I mean?
Or like, the guys over there, like, his whatever, his coworkers over there, bang. Okay, dude, what are you making banging sounds? What are you trying to reference? My ex-wife? No, dude, I'm just writing on the table. What are you talking about?
No, dude, it's our job. We hammer nails.
Yeah, I'm You're building this wall, man. Like, you know how we had to put it up the frame of the house?
I get it. You're hammering. Bad, like, Sorry. You hammered my wall. Okay.
You're
wrong.
Hammering it to the wall.
I get it.
Okay.
No, dude, I'm just working.
Yeah, like no, literally, I'm hammering the wall up. I'm putting the wall.
Sorry, dude.
So how do you deal with awkwardness?
I honestly just think he needs to get out of the family tree. Like,
but what about the guy at work?
And then get a new job. Something. This is the craziest story ever. Like, you get a divorce, and sometimes the best thing about getting a divorce is just getting away from anyone that knows that person, right?
Yeah, but you go dipping back in the family tree. That's weird.
That's
and then
what
the guy,
the ink reference, you mixed up the two. Continue.
Yeah,
guys.
Dipping in the ink,
Coach,
and
then family tree and up the trees.
Yeah, dang it. Whatever. But the awkwardness at work. I mean, I just think if you don't care, if you are not. It's not a big deal. I don't think it should be awkward. I think it's more awkward between the chicks usually than the two dudes.
Listen, you want to end the awkwardness
not
at
true.
Work? You go up to homie and you go, hey, sloppy second, you little.
You're telling me, Lunchbox, that if you got a divorce, I cheated. You got a divorce.
And Ray started dating.
And Ray starts.
Oh, that means he got a divorce.
Ray starts dating your wife, and then he's going at work.
Boys, you care if I go use the restroom? No reason, just feeling a little awkward. Ray,
what would you think? You'd hate it.
Well,
you'd hate it.
Hold on.
And then Ray comes in and it's like, oh, guys,
well,
man.
We do a show together. These guys are in cubicles, dude. Cube life, you can get away.
Right.
You telling me they don't have a daily meeting, Coach?
Also depends on who was the instigator of the divorce. If I'm the one that instigated the divorce, then I don't think it's as awkward. If the chick's the one that instigated divorce, then I could be awkward with Ray like, dang, man, my wife broke up with me for him. And if that's what this guy's going through, that sucks.
Hey, Coach.
I should have known at Bakersfield you were looking at my wife and not the margarita pitcher.
God
dang it.
Is there any way, Coach, does it cost money to call Australia?
No, Coach, it's free.
No, it is, actually.
It is free? Like on a cell phone or something?
Oh, I think we can call on our phone.
It's not free. The company will pay for it.
Well,
right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's part of the podcast.
I feel like we need more details. I like this email. But I feel like if we can get this dude on the phone, it'd be legit.
You think we should call him?
I would like that.
I can't call him right now. I don't
Not
have
Not now, obviously. Send him a reply and say, hey, we want to talk to you more about this. What does he live
enough,
in? A...
And then interesting stuff after that. I want to talk Gold Coast and surfing.
Foster's beer.
Kangaroos.
And Crocodile Dundee. You got to ask, what?
Oh, that's different.
No,
one,
Coach, you're thinking of Crocodile
I know.
Hunter. Crocodile Hunter, is that his name?
Steve Irwin.
Oh, yeah, rest in peace, man.
Dude, and listen, sorry to branch off, but we went to an aquarium and there were stingrays, and Baser was petting stingrays, and I said, Baser.
They're stingless.
Okay, Coach, but that's the damn thing that killed Steve Irwin.
No,
get away!
He was in the ocean, Coach, messing with stingrays that still have their barb in them. The ones that you can touch, they're barbless.
Okay.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Never knew that.
Coach, of all
You
want to
find out if it's barbless?
No.
Pick it up with your hands. See what happens.
No. I don't want to find out. Yeah. I didn't know that. I didn't understand. I never knew that was the...
No way they would let two-year-olds put their hands in with a stingray with a barb.
Dude, I was sitting there daydreaming, playing on my phone. I'm like, they went to go look at the stingrays. Stingers. Bam! That's where killed Steve Irwin! Coach, there's little kids there patting them on their ass and stuff.
Hey, you shut the whole exhibit down.
Coach, everybody out of the water!
I dove in. I started beating that... I started beating that out of a stingray, dude.
I saw one that right before I got married. Like, I'm talking hours before I got married, I went snorkeling in Hawaii, and I saw the stingray as big as a car.
Really?
Oh, it was the biggest thing I've ever seen in my life at the bottom of the ocean. Probably about 20, 30 feet down. Huge, beautiful.
We could have lost you.
It was black with white dots on it.
So it could have been the end of you.
I mean, I didn't try to go touch it, Coach. Like Crocodile Hunter.
Oh, man. Oh, is he a crocodile hunter? What was he?
He went crocodile, shark, and the thing that got him was
right.
His stingray.
That's what he was, the crocodile hunter.
That's right. And now his daughter does stuff with animals, right?
Is she?
Yeah, Bindi Irwin. I think she's pregnant.
I've been on her Instagram.
Cool fun fact, Coach.
Yeah, she's married. Funny thing that happened in the Astros spring training game. Did you see this?
No, but we did get a text from Chris from Locash.
What did he say?
He says he's been going to a bunch of spring games, guys. You all should come. We got a place to stay.
Can we not get some insight on a bet? Good gosh.
Well, Coach, what do you want? He wanted to just text us during the game and say,
if you go to a live event, tweet us, hey, guys, look into this for a live bet. You have an advantage by going to live venues.
By seeing the warm-ups.
And I'll hang up and listen.
What a time.
I'm telling you, the one bet you don't want to make is spring training games.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, they get into a tie.
Coach, they don't care about anything.
It's inter-squad games. I mean, they only send the minor leaguers to play.
One time I bet on a spring training game, I swear they put the bat boy in to pitch. I'm like, good God, here we go. Coach, it was batting practice.
Yeah, Coach, you can't bet on those games.
The announcer's like, oh, yeah, today the pitcher's just going to practice throwing the ball 60 miles an hour. I'm like, what? He's only practicing his changeup? That's the dumbest thing I've heard of. Here we go.
I went to a Mets spring training, you know, like, I don't know, 7 years ago or something, and that we were staying at a hotel where I guess everyone else was staying too, and the bar was hopping that night. We had to wake up super early the next day so I didn't party much, but – we had to wake up early because we were going to go to the Mets training camp.
Great story.
And meet some people, whatever. And I mean, dude, I'm talking about 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock. I mean, it was hopping. People just yelling, girls out there. And
show me your titties.
And I remember this one dude who's just like, hey, I'm the ladies. I make out with you.
I'm the ladies.
I make out with you. And like, dang, dude, these dudes are hardcore. Next day, I mean, I show up to the training camp, you know, and one of the first guys I see is that dude.
And he's playing?
I mean, he's dead sober. He's in uniform. And, like, he's, like, all focused. I'm like, dude, I swear I saw you, like, 6 hours ago.
And his name was?
I don't know. Say all that.
Attaboy. I'll write that down right now.
I really don't know who he was.
Tebow?
No, I really don't know who he was. I mean, it was just bizarre, though. I'm like, dude, I swear I saw you less than 6 hours ago. Like, just going ape.
Listen, I will
That's
say.
That's awesome.
The times I hit the best, I was a little hungover. Not to listen to that, kids. If
when
you're in
you played
school.
College ball, Coach?
High school, summer league.
Post
high
school.
Dude, it was
college
rare.
Then.
No, I mean, it was summer league, like junior, senior year, Coach.
Oh.
But I mean, I swear, if you had a little hang to you the next morning, sometimes the ball just went off the bat a little
you
bit.
Take
better.
You take it out on the ball?
Speaking about ball and bat, Astros beat reporter Chandler Rome says a member of the ballpark security team at Roger Dean Stadium, which is the Marlins spring training, wearing an official polo with security and big letters on the back, just spent Alex Bregman's entire plate appearance banging a trash can before every pitch.
Was he really a security guy or no? He just dressed like that.
He said he was. Bregman struck out looking.
Okay, come on. Yeah,
that's
coach.
Funny, but hopefully it only lasted for a minute because probably be a
come on, Coach.
That.
Where is that? Is that in Florida?
Yeah, or that's hilarious.
Dude, our freaking jokes about the trash cans were years ago. That seems like a different lifetime.
Two seasons.
Wow.
Not last season.
Where did 2020
yeah, right?
go?
Two what? Seasons ago. Trash can jokes.
Well, but last year there was
it
no
fans.
It was
in a real season.
Right. There was no fans, so they're going to get it this year from the fans. When
oh,
fans.
Are they going full fans?
I don't know.
No,
I mean,
you never want to go full fans.
I mean, Coach, just be real. Full fans at a baseball game? I mean, you're talking 20% anyway.
Ah, true.
I mean, regular season games, they shouldn't cap off capacity at baseball games because they're never full anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, I guess you're right.
I mean, Coach, you watch them on TV, it's like for sure 10% people there. On a regular season.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're right. Now, the Sore Losers Nation's Facebook page, they put up a thing. What do y'all want to know? Ask any coach a question in the comments. Let's see if they either reply to you or maybe get some of the questions read on the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So, you guys talk about golf, but I never hear any scores. What is considered a good round of golf? Breaking 80 or 90? Drinking as much as possible? Sore Losers Nation wants to know. That's from Jordan White.
Lunch?
If I break 90, like if I get into the 80s, boom, that's great. That is a great round of golf for me. And I mean, there's days that I can shoot 88, 86, and then there's days I shoot 105.
Do you drink when you play?
No, because then I get more pissed off.
Yeah.
Listen, boys, I'll booze it up. I usually keep score to about the 13th hole, and then I lose interest. The score gets a little too high, and then I'm just pounding some brews the last couple.
I've never shot in the 70s. That's my goal. I've shot 81, I think, is my best round.
But if you're on the 70s, you'd be playing on the weekends.
Not 79, Coach. That's all I want, a 79. And I've been so close a few times, but I just never gotten there. But, I mean, for me, regular round, probably 88, 87, average.
Yeah.
Lately, it's been the 90s. But
and drinking?
Rarely.
Rarely.
Maybe on a Saturday.
Just because you get so
tired. And well, for me, I get tired.
And we got to work the next day.
And now I got a walker. So,
have
push
you
cart.
Used that yet?
No, Coach. And we just haven't had the chance to
wait,
use it.
Wait, didn't you play on Monday?
Yeah, but I played with people that weren't going to walk.
And what? How's the cart? How does it look?
Oh, Coach, the cart is beautiful.
Have the kids seen it?
Oh, yeah. I put it together. The kids have been pushing around the house.
Oh, Coach, great. So they're using it as a laundry basket instead of a golf course.
You're talking like amazing.
Great.
Quality.
They're strapping one kid into it and pushing him down the hill.
I can already see it. The kids are playing grab ass with the cart that we bought for $300.
I've already customized it. I got a little thing that you put on the side for your phone.
Oh.
And then there's a little thing that holds your umbrella. If it rains, it sticks right up and covers me.
You're going to need it today, bub.
I started looking for accessories, boys. There's a chair that I'm looking into that you just put on the side of it, and you can sit down and rest.
No way.
Yeah.
That's actually pretty cool.
Yeah. How freaking cool is that? It's a seat, a cushioned seat.
Coach, we're making fun of it. We look over at Eddie. He's got an umbrella. He's got a little tropical drink.
Coach, I got a cooler.
Hey, he's just chilling.
Dude, you make it sound better than the golf cart.
There are all these little compartments, like, and it doesn't tell you what they are, but there's like, ooh, that looks like a cool bottle holder. Coach, you put it fits perfectly, like a plastic water bottle. Snaps right there. There are these little knobs that you can put my rangefinder. Put it right there. There's little slots for tees, little thing for balls. Coach, I love it.
What about the drinks, Coach?
A one cup holder, Coach.
Tell me it can hold a 12er.
One cup holder. There is an accessory of a cooler that can go underneath.
Underneath his seat, underneath his umbrella holder, underneath the place where he can put his rangefinder.
Coach.
If I come with you, you make sure that cooler space is available.
You're laughing, but when you're teeing off and I sit down and chill and drink a beer, you're going to be like, wow, that's pretty cool. And it's raining, and I got an umbrella over my head.
Coach, when I was at Dick's, when I was trying to get it, I was trying to act like it was for my father-in-law or something. I kind of felt like we're not cart people, right? We're like bros. I'm like, oh, yeah, you know, family.
Ray was telling me that he went, and he was picking it out, and he's asking the guy all questions. Like, all right, so if I'm going up a hill, like, and he's like taking test runs around, and then he realizes it's not even for him. He's like, what am I doing?
Dude,
just give me that one.
It's the first time I've shopped that intensely for another dude, and it was something that I would actually buy on my own. And at one point, I thought I was buying it for myself, and I was like, oh my gosh, snap back to reality. This is for Eddie. Why does it matter if it has a cup holder? Just get the damn thing.
Coach, I love it.
Coach,
the guy was
like, yeah, the four wheel is a little bit tougher to turn. Three wheel's a lot better. It rotates better. I'm like, oh, that's amazing. Oh, who cares? Just get it for Eddie.
Now I know why he says that, because the three wheels, you can just lift it up a little bit and kind of steer it that way.
That's what the guy at Dick's said.
Yeah.
He was all over it, man. We are at 50 minutes. 55
Would you rather
minutes.
In LB's voice be a Cinderella
do
champ?
Do it.
Be a Cinderella.
Would you rather be a Cinderella champ or a number one seed champ?
What?
A number one seed.
Oh,
a champ.
Because you're a champ either
way. I mean, it feels better, I guess, being a Cinderella because no one expected
exactly.
you. And you get to be like, ah, you haters.
Yeah, I think it's a Cinderella champ because...
But don't people turn on the one all the time? What? Like, don't people like just be like, Michigan. Screw Gonzaga. They weren't even worth being number one.
If they get in a tight game, the crowd starts cheering for the underdog. But I would rather be the Cinderella champ because you came out of nowhere. If you're the number one seed and you win, you're expected to win. So it's like, oh, cool, you won.
Shut up.
You guys were like repeating each other's sentences.
You guys are so dumb.
That is really dumb.
That is dumb. When did you guys... Oh, that was from... Oh, I forgot to give him a shout.
You got
to
close out the emails.
Cheeto Ochoa.
Nice.
I thought this email was still from the guy from Australia.
No, we went to the... We're on the...
We're in America now.
Facebook page. Where did you guys... When did you guys get into gambling, and how long have you been gambling on sports?
Come on.
It seems so complicated. From Christina Ibarra.
Christina, I was raised gambling. My dad, that's all he did. My dad hates sports. He doesn't... The only reason he watched it was to gamble, and that was our connection. I loved sports. He was gambling. We connected that way.
It's easy. I got into it when I was like 9, 10, 11 years old because of...
How much money you got?
No Teeth Keith, who was my brother's baseball coach, then my baseball coach. He was a big gambler.
-4 is an algebra, kid. It's a betting line.
And he would call this line to gamble, and they'd be like, password, and he'd say,
Willie Mays.
Kid, what's a parlay? It's a quiz. Go ahead, kid.
And he would teach us what parlays were. He taught me what teasers were. He taught it all to me when I was 11 years old, and that's when I started getting interested in gambling. And
so kid got you in gambling.
Oh, absolutely. 100%.
Ray, you're somewhat... like late in the game of gambling, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, it originated, honestly, in football back probably when I was fifth, sixth grade. My dad had pools at the lumber mill, and I remember he brought it home, and he said, the only way this can be fun is if I let the kids pick it. Because, you know, as a dad, you blame it on yourself. Oh, we're losing. Well, it'll be fun if you involve the kids. So he only let me and my brother and sister pick the games. We'd go the entire season, and we'd win like one or two, and the weekends that we won, it was the coolest thing. But I remember my mom saying, oh, they're too young. They shouldn't be picking games. And we'd win. I don't know if my dad gave us that money, but we'd win hundreds of dollars.
He wouldn't give you the cash.
Dude, when we went, whatever, you have to go a 14-2 or something on a Sunday, we would get hundreds of dollars. But yeah, that's when it started. But me actually putting my own money was freshman year of college. A guy introduced me to a site called Bodog. And then it went defunct and it turned into Bovada.
Yeah, Bodog was Bovada?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, but No Teeth Keith, but I mean, those special times we'd be like, kid, here's $20. You got $20. You can do a 3-game parlay.
And if you lose, I'm going to kick your ass.
And that was back in the day when you're 11 years old. You don't think any underdog can ever win. Like, you don't, you only pick favorites because you're 11.
Started picking Spurs in Kansas.
Where's my
go.
Money, kid? Give me that milk money, kid.
Willie Mays. So that's when I got into gambling. That's how I understand gambling so much. Okay. Exhausting. Would you consider bringing on your significant others for a podcast? I know Eddie's wife keeps a low profile, but it would be amazing to hear from them. From Kimberly Zuba.
I don't care, but I don't think she would do it.
My wife wouldn't do it.
Like, I don't hide my wife. Like, if she wanted to do it, she could do it in a heartbeat, but she just doesn't want to do
it. My wife gets so, she does not like doing embarrassing things. She gets uncomfortable. She is very like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. Like, even when I just do a prank call, she gets uncomfortable listening to it.
But they are. Even I get uncomfortable listening to it. Like, that's why they're funny.
Right. Though. And that's what I... That's
Coach, where can you hear those prank calls?
Excuse me?
Oh, my God.
Where the Big you, Show!
Thank you.
Well, I thought there was a... I thought at one point we talked about there being a...
He goes... He does mailbag. Mailbag at vibebuzz.com.
But, yeah, so my wife is very... She gets uncomfortable very easily, and so... She is out.
I feel like Bay would start her own podcast today.
Well, she would, but at the same time, I go, hey, would you mind talking about Golden Tate? And she goes, yes, I would. That'd be fun. I go, it's Women's Day. Would you please do that? Then push comes to shove, and she goes, you know what? I don't really feel like talking about Golden Tate. I'm like, okay. So would she? Yes, but it wouldn't be the easiest. But she is friends with all their wives, so I could see it maybe once in a blue moon. There is a possibility. Keep it to a slim chance. Mm-hmm.
One last one before we go home for the weekend.
What's your favorite position?
If you could only watch one sport and had to give up all the others, would you pick and why?
It's easy. 100% football.
Give me golf. It's the easiest to bet on, and I'll hang up and listen.
Golf? That's what you would watch for the rest of your life?
I get to watch it 4 days for all day long.
I love watching golf, but no.
Man, this is a tough question.
Nah, come on.
Because... March Madness is the best thing ever.
That's the tournament, though. That's not college basketball. Would you take the March Madness all year round? No.
What?
What if the tournament ended every month and it started over?
Oh, I'd watch it every month. That would be incredible.
Oh, my gosh. April Madness.
Can I just say thank God we didn't do the coin flip madness?
Guys, are you excited for October Madness?
Dude, that coin flip madness wore me
out. Coach, you're telling me how to do videos for every single one.
Dude, he was trying to get me to be energetic for Oral Roberts and Moorhead.
But, okay, here we go.
It's the only teams on top of mind.
Here we go.
I don't know if that's on top. Hey, after it's more
the
on bottom.
After the 50th video, my kids are like, enough. Like, enough. Put your headphones on or something. Like, we don't want to hear that crap anymore.
I mean, there had to have been a way we could have done that easier. We would take up entire podcasts flipping coins.
Winthrop wins!
And every time we flipped it, the coin would roll underneath a computer or something.
It was so fun.
It really
was.
We
just drug it out too long.
Until I finished, I freaking almost won the whole thing.
So you love March Madness, but it's not basketball.
Oh, man. I just don't know what
I'll... There's no chance.
I don't know what I would pick because I don't know that I could do without college basketball. I don't think I could do without March Madness. Football is great.
Why is it great, though? Because you get it once a week.
And because I a fantasy.
Yeah, are you watching the football that's on right now, that college football? What even is that?
Yeah, what is on right now? I see it on the gambling sites. What is it?
Coach, I'm too just weirded out by it at being in the spring to even click on it.
What is it?
Well, it's just college football that didn't play in the fall. They played in the spring.
Okay, hold on. So does it count towards anything, or they're just playing the game?
What do you mean does it count? Yeah, their record is whatever it is.
But that was for last year.
Well,
so the record goes backwards?
No. It's their record for this year. This is their 2000 whatever. Well,
no,
so
it's
they'll
last
have two.
Year.
They'll have two 2021 seasons because they'll play now and then they'll play in the fall.
Hey, Mister, he loves football, but he doesn't watch any of this. I mean, that explains it.
Have
Coach.
You watched any of that, Coach?
No, Coach. I see it on my app. I'll be looking for an NBA score. And I'll see 10 college football scores, and I'm like, I don't know if my phone's screwed up or what the hell that is. And then I see on the Sports Center app, they'll do a highlight of Deion Sanders. And I'm like, is his team playing right now? They are.
I thought it was high school. I thought his was high school.
No, he's at Jackson State.
Jacksonville State.
And he told his team the defense. He said, defense, if you get an interception for a touchdown, he goes, you do the prime time it. He goes, you do my dance. And he goes, if we get a penalty, that's on me. That's on me. One of the big guys gets a touchdown and returns it for a touchdown. He does the primetime dance. And Deion was going crazy on the sidelines.
You know Tim played at Jack State?
He played football?
Yeah. Hell yeah, he did.
Coach, he's the size of a Mack truck.
Yeah, he did.
He played college football?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Had no idea.
Kicked his ass, he said. It was brutal.
God, that's... breaking news.
Yeah. You talking about a 7-foot guy played basketball that works in sales?
Well, Pitts is 6-foot something. He didn't play football
in
college.
That's a missed talent.
Well, he lost a lot of weight. There's a lot of softness.
Oh.
My buddy BJ, he's 6'6". And we'll be at the bar. And
he played ball, Coach?
But that's what I'm saying. People go, dude, what? Tell me what your position is in basketball. Dude never played a lick. I'm like, dang. Yeah. All that height gone to waste.
I know.
Scuba smiling about something.
What are you smiling about, Scuba?
You just gotta.
All right, Eddie. Final four picks.
What? Final four going into the weekend.
Smiling. Yeah, who's gonna be it?
All right, I think Baylor's gonna hang on.
Okay.
I think. I gotta look at the bracket, but I think. Who's Coach, Gonzaga playing?
It takes 2
they'll
seconds.
They'll play. Gonzaga plays Creighton, and then they'll play the winner. If they win, they play the winner of Alabama. And.
I think Alabama will take Gonzaga out.
Okay.
So I have Florida State, Alabama, Baylor, and then on the other side, Syracuse.
All right.
You?
I think it's going to be Baylor, Loyola. It's going to be Gonzaga and Florida State.
You think Loyola goes to the Final Four?
I think Loyola goes to the Final Four.
With Mustache Kid.
Yeah, I mean, Mustache Home Depot working dude. Absolutely. Beep. I think he's beep, that good. Beep. And Ray, we got your Final Four. Yep.
Coach, what They're is it again, Coach? In. Texas?
No, Gonzaga, Baylor, Syracuse, and Bama.
Yeah.
Wait. Dude, hold on.
Your lock of the weekend could be Oregon State getting 6.5.
We just have
Loyola.
One different, me and Ray?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
What did you say, Ray? Your lock of the weekend could be Florida State.
There's two. There's two obvious locks.
Here we go.
Oregon State is going to roll Loyola, and Syracuse is going to double roll Houston. Those are two bets this weekend if you want to win easy money.
Syracuse will beat Houston. I don't think it'll be a blowout or anything.
Well, it doesn't
What's
have
the
to
line?
Be. Pulling it up.
He said Oregon State is getting 6.5. That's an easy.
I mean, Houston's favorite on that one, right?
Yeah, for sure. But, like, I bet you by 3.
Why does Sportsbook put the NIT games? Houston, Syracuse get 6 points. Kidding me right now?
Take it.
That's a lock. And then also Oregon State getting 6.5. The two dogs, I mean, they could win those outright. Wow. That is, on Sunday, what is it, 27th? That is
Saturday.
Saturday. It's midday and after in a night game, you're getting easy money. Matinees. Yeah, you'll have your money by 6 at night on Saturday.
A little dark horse, though. Villanova.
Get out.
Are you crazy?
Get out.
I mean, have you seen anyone come close to him the last two games?
They're not that good.
Exactly. But
coach, the Big East is the weak East, bro.
Coach, no team. The two teams they played haven't even gotten close to him.
Come on.
I know they didn't look spectacular during the season, coach, but they're winning games right now and they are hot.
Listen, I'll tell you, Loyola, Chicago, Fairy Dust, all that Cinderella stuff's been fun, but Mother Teresa can't play on the court. So
watch the Nova, boys.
You guys get beat. Or whatever her name is, Mother Mary.
What are you thinking? What? What'd you do?
I thought Nova was playing Gonzaga, but that's
no,
Creighton.
That's on the other side.
Yeah.
Creighton sucks.
They both blue.
They're Creighton. Same colors, not the same school.
No way.
In a different school.
Damn, would have never guessed.
Watch Nova, boys.
All right. Have a great weekend, guys. And Eddie, no go pushing people at the gas station.
God, that's crazy. Great way to tie it all in.
Hey,
coach.
When you see my wife, I'm going to ask her about
I'm going to ask her. I can't
I'll
wait.
I'll see her tonight.
Oh,
coach.
Saw her last night.
Coach?
My fault. All right.
Take it back, both of you.
You gotta hit it. You didn't hit the buzzer.
Take it back.
No, coach, I just tied it all in.
Oh, she did. She said, take it back. Take it out back.
Okay. Okay.
The jokes after an hour just all fail and fall flat.
Seriously, take it back.
Take what back?
What you said.
Oh.
Hey, did your wife have an Instagram?
You guys have a good Thursday. I mean, Friday.